What is the deeper meaning behind the mindfulness challenge this week of paying attention to the space that surrounds objects? The implications of this exercise are actually profound. We spend our lives focusing our attention on the physical objects that we see in front of our eyes. We believe that's all there is. Our perceptions guide us to believe that what we see to be physical is solid. We misinterpret the reality of that physical object. We believe that it is continuously full of molecules that are nested together side by side. The reality of it is, any physical object actually is composed of far, far, far more space than it is the physical aspects of its configuration. I'm even here talking about rocks and solid objects and steel that we typically think are compacted physically. They're not. This is also true of our bodies. We think of our bodies as pretty solid in their configuration and constitution. The reality is, there's far, far, far more space in our bodies than there is the presence of. When we look at our physical world, we believe that all which exists takes physical form. We believe that in our bodies, we are solidly one, when in fact, the space that occupies our bodies constitutes far, 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 far more of what we are than our physical aspects. We tend to get attached to certain objects and possessions. For example, many of us have animals. We get attached to those animals, and we feel as though that is largely what constitutes joy in our life. Our animals, the love and the compassion that they return to us, that is unqualified. And yet, the reality is, even within the space of those animals, there is a significant universe contained therein. When we begin to actually observe space, then we open up our awareness to the reality that there is an existence far beyond the reality of our own limited perceptions. This is particularly important when it comes to thought forms. You see, we tend to attach ourselves to specific thoughts. I'm not good enough. I haven't accomplished enough. People don't appreciate who I am or what I am. I'm really not able to manifest what it is that I have always dreamed of manifesting. I wanted to be a piano player. I can never do that because my fingers won't work. I wanted to be a singer, but I can't do that now because my voice is not operating as it needs to, etc., 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 etc. Those are all limitations. Think of the space beyond that. Think of the thoughts that are potential thoughts beyond those limiting thoughts. It really opens up endless possibilities and hope for the future. The space, the universe, the realities out there that we are unaware of are limitless. This is a new time for everyone. This is a time in the universe and in the world that is unprecedented. We are seeing change in the world that is miraculous. Be open to the space that you have not acknowledged heretofore, and watch all of that stress dissolve minute by minute, day by day, week by week. Stress can exist when we hold the reality in our consciousness that endless possibilities exist. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.